exciting time. What is difficult is to figure out how do we finance, how do we get support to produce this work, and also how do we protect our rights for the work we create so that we maintain control over our work. What I'd like to do this morning, I'm going to share with you a number of different pieces and projects that I've worked on. I'm going to show a lot of multimedia stuff as well. I believe Uwe mentioned that about 10 years ago I began to work with multimedia to shoot video. And this whole kind of nexus of moving imagery and still imagery, ambient sound, music, it's extraordinarily exciting to play with these elements. Ultimately, I believe most of you would feel this way about yourselves, is that, you know, I'm a visual storyteller. And on some level, I'm not attached to whether my stories reach people in print or on the internet or in a film festival. I love it all. And it's all part of this dialogue, this conversation that we are trying to have. And ultimately, I want my work to reach people. I want my work to make a difference. You know, I'm very committed to what I call advocacy journalism. Not all of my work is about that, but increasingly, my long-term projects dwell in that space where, maybe 10, 20 years ago for me, the end product was to have my work appear in a magazine, National Geographic, Geo, Life, whatever it may be, the New York Times Magazine. And then I thought, okay, I've made it, that's great. Well now, to me, and again, it's no less easy to achieve those goals, but to me, that's the starting point. Because what I really want is I want my media materials to reach a much broader audience. I want them to get into the hands of academics. I want them to be utilized by NGOs, by foundations, even corporations sometimes, if it helps to advance the cause of raising awareness or making a difference with the issue. So, this first set of pictures is